This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.
I direct from the concertmaster chair. I make my chair slightly higher so everybody can see me. And I alternate between playing along with the first violins, and sometimes I drop my violin and I direct with my bow. I have my own style of how I balance those things, and it seems to work. It gives the players a lot of incentive and a lot of they have a lot of responsibility, each player. They are all sitting on the edge of their seats, and I think that's what gives it a real visceral and exciting feel.
For years, violinist Joshua Bell has reigned as a classical music rock star. In 2011, he expanded his resume when he took the helm of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Bell is the orchestra's first music director since Sir Neville Marriner, who founded this chamber orchestra in 1958. And Bell, one of the concert world's most recognizable solo artists, leads the ensemble not from the spotlight of conductor's podium, but sitting right alongside the Academy's violins. Bell was born and raised in Indiana, but his new gig with this London-based band feels kind of like a homecoming.
I actually made my very first recording period with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields when I was just around my 19th birthday. Many years later, about a decade ago, I started coming as a guest with the Academy as a guest director and leading them on tour. And we just developed a really nice relationship, and I was very pleased when they asked me to be their music director just to a year and a half ago.
Last spring, Bell led the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields on their first tour together, and now they've just released their first recording featuring Beethoven's Symphonies No. 4 and 7. Beethoven's 7th is the first symphony Joshua Bell fell in love with, in part because it was his mother's favorite. And then he saw a video of Carlos Kleiberg conducting it.
He's sort of, I think, the ideal conductor. I think when you watch him conduct, you just feel like the music is just inside of him. He's like a vessel for this music. He is Beethoven, you know, at that point. I think that's what a conductor should be. The audience should be just aware of Beethoven's presence. Beethoven is the genius in the room. Something about the way Kleiber does, it's never overdone or underdone. It's just what it should be, and that's the kind of ideal, at least I try to strive for. And in all of music, it should always be that way. The slow movement of the Beethoven, the 7th, is so profound, and part of that comes from the rhythmic element of it. It's not just a beautiful melody. It's these layers on top of layers, and with the underlying rhythmic element, which I think if it gets too slow, you lose that. In fact, he marks it in Allegretto, which is not a very slow marking. I think he certainly had that in mind, not that it shouldn't sink into a kind of sentimental, indulgent kind of thing, because then it loses its deeper meaning.
Joshua Bell says there are so many great moments in the 4th symphony, you just have to open yourself up to it.
And when you listen to the first movement, there's a place after the introduction which just sort of psychs you out because you think it's going to be a very dark piece. It starts very dark and then goes into this wonderful, joyous main theme. But the return, the recap in the first movement, you know, it gets to very, very quiet and it starts to build and build and build and gather and just erupts into the recapitulation in such a beautiful way. It's unlike any other piece. I think just prepare to get goosebumps.
Joshua Bell also says you should prepare yourself for more goosebumps in the final movements of both of these symphonies.
The 7th Symphony certainly delivers in the end this heroic, is very triumphant and a great celebration of joy. And I would say triumph of the human spirit, you might say something like that, although words like that just kind of never seem to do justice to what the music actually does say. And I love the last movement of the 4th Symphony. It's a romp that leaves you really feeling very much alive and feeling good.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.